different things that you make out of cornmeal to, I'm especially interested in what you used to call them when you were on the back of the farm as a boy. What were, you mixed some cornmeal and water up and you made a thin kind of cake or bread. What was that?
Hoe cake.
But if you make it in something
pone.
Like
it's pone bread.
Pone bread. And if you would mix it up with water and drop it in pot liquor, mix it up with water and just drop it in, you boil greens with it.
Oh, it's dumplings.
That's dumplings. And if you fry it in deep fat, if you fry those things in deep fat, make them like this, but so big, fry that in fat or lard, that'd be a...
I've never seen anything like that.
What is a corn dodger?
Corn dodger, isn't that a corn? You call them, I reckon you might call that a corn dodger.
That you fried?
Yeah, corn dodger.
Is that the same as a... We call them hush puppies now. Did you ever hear of batter bread?
Batter bread?
Yes. Or did you call it something else?
Well, that's just where you make up your batter and put it into bread. You're getting down to something I don't much about. That's one thing I never done in my life. I can't cook a thing. Now, my brother, y'all, he can cook good meals as most any woman, but I can't do a thing in the world with them.
Did your family, did your grandparents ever tell you about ash cake?
Well, yes, ash cakes, that was way back then. They used to make them and make up cornbread and put it in ashes, you know, in the fireplace. The niggers are doing that way, niggers. I don't know if any white people had ever done that. They used to do it.
Did you ever boil cornbread in water? Make a kind of soup out of it? Did you ever boil cornmeal in water and make a kind of soup out of it?
No, I don't think I've ever had any experience with that.
And when you take wheat and grind it, you get, of course,
flour.
And when you take the flour and make bread into loaves.
Yeah, corn, you make that light bread.
That's light bread. The flat things that you eat for breakfast with syrup, what did you used to call those?
Batter cake.
That's a batter cake. And the meat from the side of a hog, that would be...
Bacon.
Bacon, did you always call it bacon?
Yeah, bacon, the side meat is bacon.
You never said Midland?
Midland, yeah, that would be a Midland. When you buy it, it'd be a Midland, it'd be a side. But now you don't get meat like you used to, you know. You could be just ship great sides of meat in here. I've seen carloads of meat coming here at a time. Used to be two big, two wholesale houses here. But they'd buy a carload of meat, you know. Now we don't have it because these delivery trucks bring it around it to the right to your door. Every once a week, you know, and bring it to me packing. Packing time. Used to, way back on out the boy, they'd have it A.W. Holland Company and M&C Davis, the wholesale men. They'd have a carload of meat coming here, you know, and a carload of corn. Well, and everything, you know, was by carload and shipped down to the railroad. We used to have a train here, we don't have one there now. And they'd come in and deliver it at the store, you see, you'd have to come in there.
The Central Georgia Railroad is pulled up, is it?
No, they,
tell
you, it just wasn't paying off, wasn't paying. They didn't get enough